I don't know how more people don't know about this or do this, because it's like there's no admin. You're taking all the admin out of the equation and leaving yourself so much profit with cold outreach, right? Yes, there's cost, but it's like a couple $100 a month compared to like spending $5 or $10K a month on ads, right?
This is Digital Marketer.
Hey everyone, this is Mark DeGrasse, the president of Digital Marketer, and this is the podcast that keeps you up to date on everything you need to know when it comes to digital marketing. From the platforms you'll be focused on, to the cutting edge tactics and tools that are working today. Today, our guest is AJ Quesada, the co-founder of Revenue Boost. We actually had him on recently, and we were talking about niching down for your agency. Today, we're going to get into how to generate cold leads, and not just cold leads, but better cold leads. So, AJ, welcome to the show, or welcome back.
Yeah, it's good to be back, man. I'm excited to be here.
All right. So cold leads, I think for, you know, if you want to get that to that next level of agency, because you could definitely, like for my agency, I actually built the whole thing through referral only, like local networking, and that worked, but there's definitely a cap to it. Like you can only go to so many meetings, you can only talk to so many people. And if you want to get to that next level, you have to start thinking about cold. So could you explain just really quickly, like what that means in terms of email marketing to kind of, you know, cater to that cold lead?
Absolutely. So yeah, I mean, what you said there is like, you said that, you know, you build your agency mostly on referrals, which a lot of people do, and that's great. Referrals are the easiest to close leads, but there's a cap to it. And also there's no, you know, one thing my buddy always told me is like, he always would say like, the more valuable you are in your business, the less valuable the business is, right? And it comes from somewhere, who knows, but like the more that the business relies on your network, your charisma, like your energy, the less valuable the company actually is, right? So you need systems. Even if you don't plan to sell or exit one day, you don't scale the business if it's all based on you, right? So that's kind of what I mostly help agencies with, is going from referrals to really what I call like repeatable revenue, right? It's like the three R's. Today we're in the podcast, we're going to talk about LinkedIn and email, because usually for most agencies, especially agencies that are like six figures, getting to seven figures, the best place to start is LinkedIn and email, for the reasons we'll dive into. But yeah, we'll cover some concepts about, you know, just going to cold traffic in general and what that means. Really, the biggest thing to understand is like, if you're going from, if you rely on referrals and networking, and you know, your leads and your sales are very sporadic, you know, and maybe even if you're getting a good flow of leads from referrals or networking, they might not be the quality leads you want, right? Because what happens is when you're relying on whatever comes inbound, you don't have control over your business. You don't, right? And that's a scary thought. Even though business could be going well, like maybe you're doing 30K a month and it's consistent, but you can't, like if all your clients left tomorrow, you don't have a way to go get more of them, right? You can't force referrals, right? So if you really do, so first of all, it's like, it's about scaling. Like if you want to scale to 100K a month, 200K a month, you need like a mathematical system, right? You need like a process to get leads that you can just push the button on, right? Push the leads button. But it's not even just about scaling. It's also about risk, right? Because like I hear this a lot from clients. Hey, AJ, my Facebook ads are just like, one of my clients was telling me that his Facebook ads went from 10 calls a week, 10 booked calls a week for his agency with law firms, to zero. And he's spending the same amount. It's just one day Facebook release an update or a targeting thing, and it just screwed him, right? So there's just so much risk when you rely on, most of the agencies I've worked with about 76 now personally, through consulting and upping them scale. And they come to me from two places. They either don't have marketing, they just, you know, rely on referrals or networking, or they are doing marketing, but it's paid. And they're like, it's risky, it gets banned, it's getting more expensive, and I want something, you know, more reliable and cheaper, right? I know we'll focus today mostly on like how to go from just nothing to cold. But yeah, I mean, the thing about referrals is like, it's just a risk factor, right? We're heading into like, the economy is not looking like it's getting any better, right? And you know, when economy is getting worse, you know, clients will cut their agency, right? Or they'll reduce spend or whatever, right? So it's really like a way to bulletproof your business is by having a lead gen system. Like every agency needs a lead gen system. Otherwise you will suffer and you will struggle like forever. Even if you're not struggling per se, you're going to only like do okay at best, right? I mean, like there's nothing wrong with that, but if you do want to build a 7-8-figure business, like you need a predictable way to get leads that does not rely on just you going out there showing up at conferences, right? And look, I do all that too. I do a lot of networking, a lot of referrals. I love going to events. It's just not my, it's not how I build, I'm not building my business on the back of it, right?
Well, I think that's, you know, that's kind of the frosting, right? If you get a referral from a friend or somebody you helped in the past, like that's great. But like you said, you just can't build a business around it because it becomes more and more reliant on you, which like you said too, it makes your business less valuable. Another thing I've seen is when you're only dealing with referrals, like somebody who, you know, talked to your client, Sally, and Sally's like, oh, this person's amazing. They're great. You know, you have to use them. Then you just have somebody walk in the door and buy. You think you're awesome. But at the end of the day, you know, you just did a good job for Sally, and your actual product, like the actual thing you sell and how you actually deal with people, is now biased because that person was like prepped as the perfect client. And then they walk in the door and, oh, yeah, it went great. So I think it gives you a false sense of satisfaction, or maybe a false sense of like quality in your service, just because you're selling it to buddies and your friends
yeah,
and family.
Pretty much.
Always. Yeah, they think you're great. But I think if you want it, you know, it's almost a test. Like, can you go to somebody who doesn't know you, who has never used your service, who, you know, has never even heard of you, and get them to buy? I think that's, you know, a real elevation of your personal marketing, which is what we're supposed to be good at, right?
Yeah, you know, we're supposed to be good at, right? Exactly, right? We do all this for other people, but then when it comes to our own business, we're just relying on referrals.
Oh, we're too busy to do marketing. It's like,
I'm too busy doing it for everyone else, yeah.
No, so I think I love the cold concept, because I think that's really, for my business, that's what happened, where I was like, yeah, making money, you know, and it's good and everything's great, but I don't feel like I have a business, because if I step away, you know, you were talking about all your clients step away and you're kind of, you know, screwed. If you can't step away, if you can't go on a vacation for 2 weeks and expect your business to keep running, then you don't really have a business. You're just owning a job, right?
That's a great point.
So the whole concept I love. Well, and LinkedIn, you know, LinkedIn is almost like the soft way to do it. So let's talk about that. Like, why is it LinkedIn emails rather than just emails?
Yeah. Quick thing I want to add is touching on what you said before we go into that. So I think you brought up a really good point about how if you rely on referrals and you know that you need lead gen to scale, you get a false sense because people just love you, right? Because they were Sally referred, you know, Barbara or whatever, right? And they're their best friends. It also gives you a false sense of sales, right? Because if you're referrals are the easiest leads to close because they already want it and they already have been told great things about you, right? So a lot of times when I talk to you know, some of the agencies that we're working with, if they only rely on referrals, I'm like, okay, yes, we're going to help you get more leads and fill your calendar, but first you have to learn like how to sell, right? And they're like, but I'm great at sales. I close 80%. Yeah, because everyone already sold before they come to you, right? So you have to make your business kind of ready for cold traffic, right? You don't need to go crazy. We can do it, you know, it's like a whole nother podcast on sales, but some quick things is you need a structure, right? When someone's coming to you as a referral, they know about you, they want it, they've been told great things, right? But you need to, if you're talking to someone who's just met you a couple of days ago on LinkedIn or on an email or something, you need to like build trust. Quick tips I can give everyone is a pre-call process, a call process, and a post-call process. Pre-call process, how am I warming up this lead before they show up to the call? You don't want someone showing up to the call being like, who is this? What is this? A revenue boost? What is that? Right? Because then you're just having to do all that extra work to sell them, and they're kind of already coming in with their arms crossed, right? So you want a process where they're going to watch some videos, some testimonials, maybe learn about your method, maybe see you somewhere on a podcast before the call, right? And that can be a couple simple automations. Hey, someone books a call for Friday. Send them an email every day with this and this and this before, right? So you want a pre-call process. That's not only to increase your show rate, it's to increase the quality of leads, right? So you're kind of, you don't just get quality leads, you create quality leads, in my opinion. Like you make the lead quality by being warmed up to you through education. So pre-call process, sales call, you know, you don't just wing it, right? You can go around town, rely on your charisma, get some deals, right? They're like, yeah, Mark, I like you. You know, screw it, let's work together, right? Maybe you have a basic structure for your calls or like a deck, but you really need to structure, like, how do I start the call? What discovery questions do I ask? How do I transition to the offer? Is it a one call close, a two call close? What are the common objections I'm going to get? What happens after the call, right? How do I, like, all these things, right? So you really need to choreograph the call, not like a script, but you need a framework for like, these are the, it's almost like, you know, in the play, right? There's like three parts, right? So you don't need an exact script, but you need to know like what the parts of the sales call are. And then you need a follow-up process, right? So even if you get all this down, you're not going to have an 80% closing rate. So like a grade is like 20, 30, 40% closing rate, right? But you don't want to make sure, okay, if they didn't buy, again, if they're not coming in as referrals, they're coming in, referrals might come back easier because they already had so much trust with you, right? But a cold lead, you got to still, like, the sales process doesn't end after the call. That's when it really like, it kind of begins from there, right? Like now we have to follow up and get them on another call or get their partner on or whatever, and make sure if they don't buy that we're emailing them every month. At least, I mean, I closed a couple of deals this month. I have a sales team and whatnot, but I still do some sales myself. And I closed a guy who basically talked to me 3 years ago, right? And we follow up, right? And that those are the sweetest sales because it's like, finally, you're ready and you remembered me. So yeah, not going to get too much into sales, but those just quick things is make your business ready for cold traffic and realize that these people aren't going to come in already having like really high trust, and you got to kind of build that and have more of a structure. Assuming you've done that, getting into, you know, okay, how are we actually getting these leads? LinkedIn and email is the best place to start. If you just want to get one up, I would just get, you know, usually email up, cold email up, because it's just going to be a little more scalable. But they both serve different purposes. So we're talking about, okay, I want to do outbound lead gen because I don't want to just pay for Facebook ads because it's volatile and it's getting more expensive, right? If I want to just do outbound lead gen and I want to focus on, you know, which channel, cold email, LinkedIn is where I basically tell every agency to start because it's cheap, a couple $100 a month and you're up and running. I don't know how more people don't know about this or do this because it's like, there's no ad spend. You're taking all the ad spend out of the equation and leaving yourself so much profit with cold outreach, right? Yes, there's cost, but it's like a couple $100 a month compared to like spending $5 or $10K a month on ads, right? Yeah, start with outbound and start with LinkedIn and email. Differences are LinkedIn is going to be more quality over quantity. Email is going to be the opposite, more quantity over quality. What I mean by that is like on LinkedIn, you can only really message 100 people a week, 150 people a week. So you focus more on having like a dream 100 list, right? Let me find that, you know, the top 500, we can go back to the Plumber Joe example, right? Let me find the top 500 plumbing companies in the US and let me just really work that list and nurture and take the time to have like a personal touch when I reach out, right? Whereas with email, I've by now I've sent millions of cold emails and it's not me typing each email one by one. Obviously it's all, and that would be terrible. But yeah, it's automated and it's really easy to scale. So like with LinkedIn, you need more profiles. With email, you just need more email accounts and domains, which you can get at a click of a button, right? So they both have their pros and cons. We usually recommend to do both, but you know, in terms of like what you should start with, it really depends on your market. So let's say that you're working with like luxury car dealerships and there's not that many out there, right? You know, then you might want to go LinkedIn. It's a smaller list and you want to nurture them and you want to make like, so you'll get a higher response rate on LinkedIn because you can add a personal touch easier. They can see your profile. Plus LinkedIn's awesome because people are going on LinkedIn to do what? To grow their business, right? So, you know, basically LinkedIn is the largest business database in the world. LinkedIn isn't just a social media tool. It is a database of business owners. And you can read everything about them. And guess what? They sign up because they want to grow their business. They want someone to sell them something, right? Like at the end of the day, that's what it is, right? They want a network, right? So I don't think a lot of agencies, I think they underestimate LinkedIn. And maybe they just don't understand it. They haven't started it. Of course, I didn't know anything when I first started. That said, as with anything, right? But you got to take the time to learn it because it's like, it's just such low hanging fruit. And also that we see the highest quality leads on LinkedIn, like an email. By the way, when we're talking about cold email, we just scrape lists of business owners from LinkedIn and then email them. So it all kind of stems from LinkedIn. That's why I said it's a database, but I think people underestimate it. Like these people have signed up to LinkedIn because they want to network and grow. And you can filter by how much money they make, how many employees they have, what industry they're in. Like the level of targeting you get with LinkedIn email is nothing compared to Facebook, right? So, but yeah, I'll stop there because I can keep
going. No, I mean, those are fantastic points because, you know, with LinkedIn, I think another thing that users of LinkedIn understand is that one, personal branding matters, right? Otherwise, why would you have a profile? And just some basic elements of marketing. And so you're not just getting people who want to grow their business and are doing the effort on LinkedIn to make that happen. They're also having a much better understanding of what marketing actually means because they've done some posts and they didn't get any likes on them or they didn't get any engagement. And so they start to realize like, oh, maybe there is something more to marketing than just posting crap all the time. So I think it's, the high quality leads, they're actively looking for growing their business, which is what we do in marketing. And they have a better understanding of marketing than regular people, or at least business owners who can't even take the time to set up a LinkedIn profile or a business page. You know, because I find businesses like that all the time where I'm like, oh my gosh, you're like a $1 billion company. You don't have a LinkedIn, like an active LinkedIn page. That's like, you know, $100 a week. VA can take care of that for you. So no, those are fantastic points. Hey everyone, I wanted to quickly interrupt the podcast for a special announcement. If you're listening to this podcast because you want to become a better marketer, then I want to share with you what I believe to be the most comprehensive digital marketing program on the market today. It's called the Digital Marketing Mastery Certification. You'll learn to leverage the tools and channels to predictably and profitably drive awareness, leads, sales, and referrals. Everything you need to know to become a true master of digital marketing. We'll take an in-depth look at the core digital marketing competencies, including content, email, social media, community, digital advertising, data and optimization, and more. After earning your digital marketing strategist certificate, you'll have the tools to effectively reach your target audience through a full scope marketing strategy. Get started today at digitalmarketer.com/strategycert. So, okay. So explain to me real quick, just the scraping. Cause a lot of people hear scraping and they think like, oh, I don't want to spam people. That's usually the argument against email all the time. But how do you go about actually, you know, acquiring the emails in the first place?
So I break down cold outreach into three steps. There's list building, there's messaging, and then there's follow-up. List building is, let me find a list of 1,000 whatever plumbers, right? And get their contact information. Messaging is, let me write a sequence of copy, write a couple emails, a couple LinkedIn messages, and, you know, get that part really down pat and just templatize it. Third part is follow-up. So the one thing that's different about outreach versus, I know marketers just love to automate everything. Like, it's just like, oh, how can I automate it, right? But you cannot automate 100% of cold outreach. You can delegate it, but you can't automate it. What I mean by that is you can automate most of it, but it needs a personal touch. So when someone emails you back, hey, I'm interested, send me more information. You don't want an AI chatbot or some stupid thing responding. Like, that's a qualified lead who's asking you a question. Like, just talk to them yourself or train a VA 30 minutes a day to respond to the new leads, right? It's the highest leverage thing. So I've never even looked into chatbots for this because I just don't. Exactly. They're high quality, hot leads that want to like book a call with you to talk about high ticket service. Talk to them yourself, right? So follow up. And when I say automation, I know that every marketer's dream is I have a Facebook ad and a webinar and there's a sales page and money's just flying into my window, right? You can get close to that, but with outreach, you do need a personal touch. You do need someone to respond to the leads and say, hey, sounds good. Book a call tomorrow. And then, you know, someone to kind of follow up, right? Because people won't always book a call. So you do need someone that's just like, we call them inbox managers, like just check every day for half an hour and just respond to the leads. And you can do that yourself, but like once you're scaling, you'll want a person for it. But those are the three steps. You build a list, write the copy, put it into a tool, launch it, and have someone who's checking the inbox every day. And if you're doing it yourself, it's 15, 30 minutes a day, right? Because you can just have everything templated.
Yeah,
right?
Look at it.
So those are three steps, getting into list building. So, you know, most like there's databases, like we use LinkedIn and Apollo. Also, we use Instantly, which has a lead finder in it. Instantly is a cold email marketing tool and it has a database built in. It's a pretty new, but
nice.
Yeah, they're the best cold email tool we found. I've tested a bunch and they're absolutely like rock solid with that. But everything really comes from LinkedIn. So even these databases like Apollo, you guys might be familiar with, or Instantly, they're mostly pulling their data from LinkedIn and just making it easier for you to download. But you can also use a tool that scrapes LinkedIn. So let's say you go to LinkedIn and you find a list of restaurants. Like let's say you work with restaurant chains, maybe you work with franchises, right? You can find a list of franchises. You could find the CMOs, the CEOs, the COOs, right? And then you just get a you just have a tool that basically gets a list of them and their emails and their phone numbers, right? Like that's how like simple it is, right? And this is not time consuming. You just build a list, right? And then you have a tool that just scrapes it for you. And then it works in the background a couple hours later, just says, hey, your list is ready. Now you can email these people. So in a nutshell, that's it. I mean, we recommend, Apollo is pretty good. Instantly, Lead Finder is pretty good too. And you could also just scrape your own list from LinkedIn. So just know that the database that you, okay, so first of all, don't, like I try to avoid buying lists because you're going to get a bunch of crap, a bunch of garbage. And most people selling lists, they're just downloading it off Apollo. So like just use the database or just scrape LinkedIn. So basically source your own data. And yes, this is fully legal. This is like everybody, it's actually funny. One of my clients, he has a Google Ads tool and he targets lawyers and he got a really like offended response from a lawyer and the lawyer called him a fraud. And he's like, you're in violation of the CAN Spam Act. And I'm like, okay, first of all, this guy doesn't even know what the CAN Spam Act is because you didn't violate anything. You are allowed to send people cold emails, right? And that guy, it's just a really funny response because there's a typical like, he's like, hey, Jay, maybe I should target lawyers. I think I'm going to get this a lot. But so the lawyer was kind of like, you know, saying like, oh, tell me where you got this contact information from. And I was like, just give him the link to LinkedIn because that's where it came from.
Yeah,
and
he signed up for the posted it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's funny.
You make it sound so simple, you know, because I think a lot of times people have this hesitation, but it's usually just fear. Like, I'm worried I'm going to send out a bunch of emails, I'm not going to get anything back, and I'm going to feel like I wasted a bunch of time. So that's kind of like the fear of all marketing channels. But
right.
For us, I mean, you just outlined a way to get it done without a ton of effort either, because it's not like a huge lift. Oh, I got to set up all this stuff. It's like not email automation, which you probably do all the time anyways. And then finding information, which you probably do all the time anyways, and then just putting the system together. But with that said, I think the first email is probably the thing they're most scared of. So what do you recommend in terms of like that initial cold outreach touch? Is it, you know, more entertaining? Is it more just trying to get them to engage and open the email, you know, just in the first place? Or what's the first step?
Yeah, for sure. So assuming you've got your lists and assuming you're avoiding lawyers. I'm just kidding. He's been talking to lawyers for a while. There's just one guy that got like, yeah, upset about it. Quick funny story that the lawyer said, this is false because you said in your email that you saw my ad online and that's why you reached out. I have no ads online. And I'm like, well, then this guy really needs your service, right? If he's no ads online.
I'm sorry. I thought you were a competent business person. I apologize.
Yeah, exactly. Had a good laugh about that. But anyways, yeah, you know, law firms are still great. You know, like you can definitely target law firms. One story. I don't want to take that anecdotally. Yeah, assuming you have your list built and you went to Apollo, you've downloaded or you've scraped LinkedIn, you have a list of emails that are verified. Yeah, the first copy is the most important thing. I think really like you got to just look at it like A/B testing. So in the same way you would scale Facebook ads is the same way you scale cold email, right? So we have a process that we walk our clients through where it's like, hey, you know, maybe I'm testing 2 to 3 niches, right? If you haven't really niched down. Or if you have niched down, but you're trying to test like maybe the right job title or the right person at the company, right? Because you can get very, very granular with like targeting. You test a few targeting factors, you know, 2 to 3 different niches. And then you test 3 to 4 different versions of the first email within each niche, right? You don't have to go crazy testing off the bat. If you already know, like, this is my niche and this is my message that works, you could just put that in a cold email, right? But anyways, you do want to test because, yeah, you don't want to just launch this whole campaign. You only have one email going out. And if it doesn't work, you go back and you cry, right? It's like, always just be, you know, trying to copy, right? I mean, I have one agency I helped that when he first started his cold email, he was offering like Google Analytics services and like data and consulting and some pretty complex like GA4 migration, things like that. And the first month or two, he was getting a couple leads, but not much. And he was like, why isn't it working very well? I talked to him the other day, he's booking 4 to 5 calls a day just from cold email. Imagine what that would cost you in ads, right? And yeah, and I had him on our podcast and talked about it as well. I was like, this is insane, right? Because imagine what you would pay. Like I usually pay like $200 for a meeting, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. So I told him like, dude, do you realize you're basically getting from email what people would pay 10, 20 grand a month for from ads. And he was like, holy cow.
That's nuts.
But
let's talk about that really quick, because I think the perception too is that I'm going to send out this big email, I'm going to start getting leads. Is that normal time scale, like 60 days? Like you got to put in some work and 60 days later you'll have something happening. I know it's all dependent on the person too and how good the email is and all that kind of stuff, but just generally if you're competent and did a decent job.
Yeah. So yeah, of course. Yeah. So like you said, it will vary, right? You know, TNC applies, right? If you're in a really hot market, really appealing offer, then it's going to work quicker. But I mean, really like it's actually a very quick process to get going. I mean, we've had clients, I mean, you don't want to walk in expecting this, but we've had clients where they launch a cold email on Monday, they book a call on Friday and they're closing the deal next week, right? So like you can get results in the first 2. Don't expect it, but like it can happen pretty quick because this is why I love outbound. This is why I tell everyone to start here. So like, look, like if you look me up, you'll see I built an audience. I have a Facebook group. I have a podcast. I do all this organic, but I started my business with outbound and it's our core channel. Because if I started my business just trying to build a huge audience, I'd be like broke for a while, right? Because it takes a long time. There's a lot of ambiguity, right? But with cold, like outbound is the fastest way I found to get clients in anything. It's how I would start any business or sell any offer to start with, right? As long as it's B2B, because B2C is a little bit, you know, more complications with that. But really like it's, you can launch a campaign and within the first 2 weeks, you're going to get some traction. Some people saying like, okay, send me more information. Let's have a chat, right? So in terms of like, you know, so like, I mean, I usually walk our clients through a 4-month coaching and course program just because that's enough time for month one, let's get it set up. And then month two, you're going to get leads and calls. Month 3 and 4, you're going to rake it in, right? So that's kind of like how I structure. But yeah, like really in the first 30 days of your LinkedIn the email campaigns being live, you should be getting leads and calls. It's not going to be a crazy amount, but once you have, you know, this thing running for 2, 3, 4 months, you could be, yeah, again, like after that happened for the guy I mentioned, he was booking 4 or 5 calls a day. Yeah, he actually told me, he's like, HG, my calendar was booked out for 3 weeks. One guy even told me, the reason I wanted to work with you is because your calendar was booked out, so I thought you were really good. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And I am, exactly.
You were right.
Funny, dude, this agency I mentioned, he actually has pivoted and now he's offering B2B lead gen services because he's so good at the outbound thing. It's pretty funny.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, I think a lot of people, it's just a big fear, you know, especially because you're a marketer too. And you're like, well, I should be good at this. And so if I don't succeed at doing this thing, then I prove that I'm not good at what I do or I'm supposed to be good.
We get found out, right? Yeah.
But yeah. Well, even to yourself, because I think a lot of times, you know, you're convincing yourself of, you know, your competency, but you never actually show the proof because you're afraid that it'll, you know, be against what you believe about yourself. So it goes pretty deep. But like you said, just set up the system. If you don't want to work in your business forever, you're going to need to go cold, you know, because I'm proof. I did the same thing for 6 years and my business grew and, you know, I was able to do a lot of stuff, but I was never able to like, okay, I'm scaling and I'm huge and I don't have to work every day if I don't want to. And so I think this formula is really essential and kind of like a basic first step to getting to that. So if you're listening and you have 100% close rate, it probably means that you don't have any cold traffic and any cold leads and you need to go out there and prove yourself, you know, that people who don't know you will also find you valuable. And, you know, from what you said, I mean, that just going to email, you know, the cold email, getting that list of the targeted people that LinkedIn has already done the hard work for you, you know, and try it out. 30, 60 days could completely revolutionize your business. And I think another thing it does is it forces you to make the systems because you aren't able to say, hey, Joe, yeah, let's set up your website or let's set up your marketing campaign because Joe needs to be convinced and Joe needs to trust you and Joe needs to
try harder.
You have to try harder. You have to do the work. And so I think it is, you know, if you are 100%, you know, referral based, you're kind of resting on your laurels a bit. And this is a good way to step out, grow, and start making a real business. So those are fantastic tips. I think combined with the niche talk that we had last time, like this is incredibly valuable. And I know that you're coming out with a new service, right? Was that in the last month or a couple months, the mastermind?
So we just created a mastermind to teach exactly this over a 12-month period and other things. So I think I wanted to circle back because I know you asked me a copy question. I'm going to get some quick copy tips if we have time and I'll talk about our new service.
Yeah,
because that's an important piece because like, what do I say so I don't sound like a spammer or sound like everyone else? Because everyone watching this, I know you listening to this right now, you're probably wondering, hey, but AJ, I get a lot of cold emails that are spammy. I don't want that to be my brand. Okay, then just don't write spam, right? Or hey, AJ, I get a lot of cold emails, like, and I don't even like them. Did they really work? Yeah, a lot of the cold emails you receive are probably crap, so you don't like them. So like, learn how to write good copy, right? So like, if you're wondering, does this cold outreach work? Because I get asked this a lot. Does it work? Yes, it works. Everyone watching this, maybe you use like HubSpot or Go High Level or something. Go High Level is not a good example, but like if you look at all the SaaS tools you're using. Look at their companies and look at their employees on LinkedIn. They have teams of outbound prospectors, right? Like all these big companies have outbound teams, right? It works in every industry. I've worked with 76 agencies implementing this and there hasn't been one niche where it's like, yeah, email didn't work. Because you know why? Everybody on the planet has an email. Like even my grandma, even our grandparents have emails, most probably, right? Depends how old you are, how you're watching this. But yeah, so like, look, you like, even though Facebook and LinkedIn, there's a lot of people on there, not everyone in the world has one. Everybody has an email. And if you don't, you're probably not buying marketing services anyway, right?
So, you're not the target market.
They're not your target market. They must be like 99 years old. So basically, just to say that, because I know some people are wondering, like, does it work? It's worked in every niche I've tried it in agency-wise. And we've even helped people with like SaaS companies do it too. But just quick tips on copying, really actionable. Go look at the cold emails you get and just see what everyone else does. You'll see it follows the same pattern of like junk. You'll see some that are really good. So just start to look at your own inbox. Okay, most cold emails, they start the same way. Hi, my name is this from this company. I'd like to introduce you to my services. It sounds like a walking brochure, right? So you want to say something that you would say to someone over a coffee shop or at a conference or a cold call, right? So a quick tip I can give you there is, when you're writing your cold outreach copy, don't focus on the product and you because no one knows you and no one has a reason to give a crap yet, right? Focus on the person. So the person and their problem, not the product. So for example, let's say I'm, you know, back to the example of plumber agency, right? I can reach out to a plumber rather than saying, hey, Mr. Plumber, we do SEO, Google Ads, Facebook ads. I'm not going to say that because they're like, well, this guy's just trying to sell me, delete, right? And then every email says like that, right? So instead I'd say, hey, Plumber Joe, after working with a couple plumbers in Michigan, I've noticed that they struggle to get, you know, a good flow of whatever the ideal job of plumber. Like let's say a plumber wants like a full toilet repair. I don't even know if that's a thing, but like, let's
imagine replacement. Yeah,
exactly. So let's say a plumber like wants more toilet replacement jobs or something, right? We could pick a better example, but whatever. Let's say that I knew the market. I knew that plumbers had this pain point was they want bigger jobs. Hey, Plumber Joe, I'm wondering if you have the problem where you get a lot of leads, but they're not always really big jobs. I've helped other plumbers in Michigan get 8 high quality clients a month that, you know, want full toilet replacements or whatever. Would you like more info on how we can do the same for you? That's completely flipping the script because I'm not talking about my services. I'm talking about, hey, I found you on LinkedIn and I found you on Google. Want to ask you this. Want to know your thoughts. Are you having this problem? And that's going to be much less salesy, much more genuine, and you're going to really just stand out, because you're not talking about like, here's what I do, do you want to buy it? You're just saying like, you're just trying to really build a connection, right? So you're just trying to get a conversation started. You just don't want to try to like sell. You just want to really have a more casual approach, short emails, 3 to 5 sentences, address a problem that your audience has, and just ask them if they want more information. So that's quick copy tips, but
what's your thoughts on that? I think that's it's a good to take you out of the sales process. You're just like, hey, no, I'm just telling you about something I do. It seems like it makes sense. You know, it's more like a practical approach to communication versus, hey, I could get you on page one of Google and I could blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, I've seen that a million times. But I do think what you're talking about is why the last podcast was so important, because if you don't have this niche, you can't send that message out to people in, I mean, you could in 100 different industries, but
it's,
it's not going to be you're not going to be able to, you'd have to customize it for every one of those groups. That's the only way it will work. So when you have the niche, now you get a focus, now you get to see the real problems. And ideally, you've worked with this person before, and you could actually just talk to a client you have in that space and be like, hey, what are the 5 issues you had before we got started? Like, what was your biggest concern? And they'll just tell you like, oh, I thought spam was crap. I thought, you know, the website wasn't necessary because I have a Facebook page that I could send my URL to, you know, and they'll tell you these things and you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm just going to mention that in an email, problem solved. So I love that. Very practical.
Yeah, there we go. And that's a natural copy. So yeah, quick tips on that. And also for anyone listening, like I can always give you guys a resource if you want, or I can send like some email templates to the viewers of the podcast, or I can give you guys something to actually help you get started writing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So yeah, I could definitely provide that.
Put a link for that.
Just don't overthink it. It's just simple. Just read your copy out loud. If it sounds awkward and weird and salesy, it's going to read that way. So just read it out loud and you'll kind of get a gist for it. But you're going for that conversational vibe. But yeah, but no. So the biggest thing I've been working on recently was we launched a mastermind, like a 12-month program to help agencies either go from solopreneur to 6 figures or to go from 6 figure to 7 figures. That's usually who I work with. And
nice.
Basically, the whole thing is to help them install these lead gen systems around cold outreach and sales, but also optimize their whole offer, niche, pricing. Really like the entire like everything around getting clients and scaling. That's what we work with over a 12-month period. We do it over a 4-month period too, but you know, the new thing I've been working on is like more of a mastermind where we also have like events, like one-on-one calls with me to plan out the quarterly, yearly objectives, et cetera. Yeah, it's been fun. I mean, I've been part of masterminds for a while, and I love just learning from the people who just know way more than me, because it's just easier than figuring out myself. So kind of just created something I've wanted to, you know, I've been a part of for a while, and mostly focused around how agencies can scale using cold outbound and organic strategies.
Love that. Well, I think, yeah, we talked a little bit before the show just about masterminds in general, but I do think there is stuff that even if you are a competent organization, you've done it, you know, 76 times with different clients, you could still learn a lot more. And so when you get into these group settings and you have people in the same space going after the same, you know, kind of goals that you have, you'll learn way more and way faster, and you'll make less mistakes, because somebody will be like, that's stupid, I tried that, that didn't work, don't waste your time, do this instead.
I could save you months or years. Crazy, right?
Well, and even just having that thing over your head where it's just like, sometimes you have a thought and you're like, man, if I could just do that thing, everything's going to go great. And so it just kind of plagues you forever. You can just talk to people about, hey, I have this idea. And they're like, that idea is awesome, you should totally do that, go. Or no, I don't like that. Nobody likes that. And then you're just like, oh, okay, now I don't have to think about this anymore. So, you know, from all areas, you'll figure it out. And everybody's trying to do the same thing, so they'll accept that. And honestly, you know, you want to know about your bad ideas. Like, the sooner you know about them, the better. And then you replace them with good ideas. Or just follow a system until you figure it out, which is why, you know, doing the 4-month course makes so much sense. So that was fantastic, AJ. I think, you know, have to have you back on. Maybe we'll get into a whole show just about, you know, why masterminds work and kind of see the evolution of how your business worked, where you, you know, were helping people. You started the 4-month course, then you led to the mastermind, because I think a lot of businesses can benefit from that, especially agencies.
Yeah, I know a lot of agencies eventually want to like create a consulting offer or get paid for their knowledge. It's just higher leverage. You'll get paid so much more for your time. There's only so much you can charge with done for your services. Even if you're at the premium option for done for you, there's a limit to it, because you can't be like 20 grand a month and everyone else is like 2 or 3 grand. You can't be 20 times better, right?
Yes.
But with consulting, you can get paid so much more for your time, because you're offering strategy and guidance and systems, right? So, love to come back on a podcast, talk about that, because I think a lot of agencies do want to maybe create like a mastermind or like a coaching offer or something.
Definitely. And I'm interested, since you're just starting, you know, we've been doing the masterminds for quite a while, you know, Ryan and Richard here at Digital Marketer, they've been, they're like the founders of the mastermind, at least in marketing. I think it was like 2010 or something. No, it's fantastic. So we can definitely talk about that. Well, thank you so much, AJ. Do you have a single email or a single link we could send people, or we'll just put them all into the description?
Yeah, my email is aj@revenueboost.net. Anyone wants to get in touch? I'm pretty active on LinkedIn too, AJ Quesada. And I have a Facebook group, B2B Sales and Marketing Secrets, where we talk about cold email, LinkedIn, agency offers all the time too. So I'll link that below, and then I'll send you a email templates that the viewers can use to like get started with like how to write their cold email copy.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much, AJ. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, man.
And thank you so much for listening. Be sure to hit that follow button so you get notified when all of our new episodes release. Please share this with that friend who's clueless about digital marketing. And don't forget to visit digitalmarketer.com, where you can access all of our courses, certifications, and training programs. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
This is Digital Marketer.
Get ready for the two easiest ways for you to generate product photos for your e-commerce store. I'm Lauren Petrullo, founder and CEO of Mongoose Media and Digital Marketer Academy faculty member. I've managed over 50,000 SKUs for over 100 different e-commerce sites, and I cannot tell you the importance of quality product photos. Not only are they important for your website, but they're great to be repurposed in your email marketing campaigns, your paid ad initiatives, and your organic social media content. It's imperative that you have great photos, because great photos sell your products and start conversations with your consumers. There are two great solutions when seeking out quality product photos for your e-commerce site. One, UGC. We know that native user-generated content wins all day on social. When you can get your customers to share back their use of your products in their voice, in their personal applications, you will see dividends when that is repurposed in your paid ads and organic social feeds. Secondly, don't have customers or UGC yet? Not a problem. There are cost-effective solutions in which you can outsource that photography. This and so much more is covered in my modules in our e-commerce cert with Digital Marketer.